I am so excited. Right, you know I like a bit of a challenge.
Yes, I do know,
you know
this.
I'm so determined. I'm always really quite competitive. Like, you know, I don't like to lose. I've applied for a race across the world. Have you ever watched it?
Oh, my God. This is the show that Rylan and his mum was on, wasn't it? Where they you've literally got a race across planet Earth.
Yeah. So you get like a secret location to start at. And then they tell you, you know, obviously where you need to get to. And you have to get there. And it's the one that gets there first wins like a cash prize.
That's great and everything. But you can't go 20 minutes down the road without using Google Maps.
Hang on a second. I mean, that is slightly true. But I just figured it's okay. We just keep asking whoever it is next. You know, please can we have a lift? Please can we do this? Please could you take us to the next
place? In 2024, look, you might well, in years gone by, have made it to Canada, right, hitchhiking and all of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
You're going to end up...
Yes,
I know you did. You're either going to end up kidnapped or worse. Can I just ask, you do this in pairs. You didn't put my name on the application form with you, did you?
No, I didn't. You'll be pleased to know I didn't.
Well, who are you planning on racing across the world with? Because this could be a laugh.
Well, because I've got this friend called Charlene.
Right.
And we've been friends for years. And when I first met her, I had only known her for 4 weeks when we booked a holiday together. And she did a similar thing. So I went all the way to Canada with no money. She went all the way to Australia, entered like a wet t-shirt competition, borrowed someone's horse, won it in a race, then got on to the next place.
She sounds like my third wife to me. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's great to be here. Thursday morning, and it's today, isn't it? The day, the dreaded day is today.
Oh, I hate this day.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it myself.
So horrible, isn't it? Right, it is World Book Day. We are celebrating books. Now, I love a book. I love to read.
I don't even like books. I don't like World Book Day. I don't even like books, to be fair.
You've never read a book. You've never read a book in your life.
Oh, the last time I read a book, I think, was when I had COVID.
For all those people, we did say at the beginning of the week, if you have got children who are dressing up and you want to give them a shout out, we told you to leave us a little WhatsApp message. And we've had some of those in, so we really should give you a shout out. And to everyone who is dressing up, well done for making the effort.
Yes, well done. Here we go.
It's good.
Here
we should.
Are the highlights of the people that sent messages in to the Tony and Emma show for World Book Day 2024.
Hi, Tony and Emma. Love listening to you in the morning. We'd just love to give a big shout out to Aurelia and Constance because they're dressing up on World Book Day today. Hope they have a great day. Bye.
I work in an infant school. I still get to dress up. So me and the rest of the learning support assistants decided that we'll go dressed as crayons for the day the colours quit.
Really excited for my two girls today for World Book Day. Betsy is dressing up as Katniss and Darcy is going to be a little pirate. So yeah, have a super day, girls.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my son and my daughter, Sam and Laura. They are dressing up today for World Book Day as Harry Potter and Alice in Wonderland. I just wanted to say to everybody, have a great day and really enjoy it.
Hi guys, love listening to the show. Want to give my kids a shout out. They're dressing up as Willy Wonka from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Mary Poppins. Bethany and Charlie.
Thank you, everybody, for sending those in. They're really cool. You can get in touch with the show anytime you like via WhatsApp, or you can email us direct. You do that by going to 07706 300 565 on WhatsApp, or you can email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. This is Tony and Emma.
I'm going to be rich.
It's finally happened.
I know, it's finally happened. I got a free pound out the trolley the other day, and I was so excited, because when do you ever get something for free? Little wins like that make my day. I was like, a £3 out the trolley.
Very rarely in 2024 do you get anything for free.
I mean, do you?
I've just got 39,600 trolleys to find and I'll be sorted.
No one gives away free stuff anymore. You used to get like car stickers, flags, pens, whistles, like all sorts, didn't you? Sweets.
Did I ever tell you this story when I thought I got a rowing machine for free?
No.
Oh, this is a belter.
Did you actually get one?
Well, I did. The rowing machine showed up. Yeah, right. So this is when I was on a different radio station, right? And the doorbell goes, bing bong. So I go to the door. There's a guy there and he's got this parcel that's taller than him. And I'm thinking, wow, I've not ordered anything. This is really exciting. What could this be? So I'm like, thank you, mate. So I sign the clipboard and in it comes, drag it in, open it. It's a rowing machine. right?
You got a whole rowing machine.
So I set it all up. I'm in my living room and I'm giving it the large one, right? I'm taking pictures of this thing and I'm thinking, well, some marketing company's probably sent me a rowing machine. So I've had to do a little review. So I'm like, this is good, isn't it? So I messaged my mate John and I was like, look at this. Someone just sent me a rowing machine. And he was doing the PR, the public relations, right, for the show that I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
And he said, I hate to break it to you, Dibs. He said, we have no knowledge here of a rowing machine. Who have you spoken to about a rowing machine? I said, nobody. It's a total surprise. Anyway, I went checking my emails. I found at 3:47 a.m., after I'd been on a night out...
No!
I must have, in my inebriated state, come up with this idea that a rowing machine was what I needed. And I'd bought myself a rowing machine and forgotten.
Oh, no, so it wasn't even free.
No, but by the time I found out, I'd posted all these great thank yous to the people who made the rowing machine.
Oh, no.
I sold it in the end for 40 quid on Facebook Marketplace because a rowing machine, that ain't for me. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. And we have been talking about those things that you got for free. I was super excited when I got a pound in the trolley the other day. That makes my day, little things like that.
I was thrilled when I thought I got a rowing machine. Turned out I bought myself it.
But we've had a text in this morning from Dave. It says, hi guys, I got a free jet ski when I moved house. It was left in the shed, and when I contacted the previous owner, he said he didn't want it, so I sold it and kept the money. It was great.
Wow.
Oh my God, I would love to get a free jet ski.
I like that. Nice,
how
Dave.
How cool is that?
You can message the show anytime you like, by the way. The WhatsApp is 07706 300 565. Doesn't matter where you're listening, you can use that WhatsApp, or you can also email studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. I got one more here from Emily. The best freebie I got was when I was waitressing at a party, and at the end there were big boxes of champagne left, and the manager said we could all have one.
What's the most expensive one? Dom Perignon.
Who now?
Dom Perignon.
Dom Perignon, I think you mean.
Yeah, I don't drink this stuff, so I don't know. But you know the one I mean.
Well, we do now. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. It's Thursday today.
Oh, I've had a massive clear out, you wouldn't believe.
Come again?
You know, like where you just have a massive dump of stuff?
Are you spring cleaning you're talking about, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, where you just have
God
to get
that.
Rid
no,
of everything.
No, for a moment there, I thought I'd have to fend
what
off
more. What do you think I was talking about?
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
So you've been spring cleaning?
I've been roofless.
Right.
Three massive bin bag fulls of stuff for the charity shop, and the rest I'm just going to upload to Vinted, because I'm going through like a, you know when like spring comes and you can feel it in the air, and I just think, right, that's it, I'm having a clear out.
No, yeah, I get that feeling and I don't do anything about it. So I look around the place and I go, oh, I could throw all of this out, but then I just can't be bothered to get a black bag and actually scoop the stuff. Now, you know when you say you've been roofless, have you just filled a random stuff into three big bags?
Well, I just literally went through all the wardrobe, my shoes, everything.
Right.
I was like, don't wear that, get rid of it.
And let me tell you, it's really embarrassing when you actually get to the charity shop and they open the stuff to see what you've donated, and it's just a calamity of stuff you should have really taken to the dump.
I am a calamity. They're welcoming me.
And the disappointment on the charity lady's face as she pulls out some broken things that you just didn't eat. Well, what am I supposed to do with this? That's
I can
what's
imagine
coming your
you.
Way.
Yeah, but you'd be putting your pants and all sorts in there. No one wants that.
This is Tony and Emma. Thursday morning, it's World Book Day today. You like books, Emma?
I love a little book. In fact, it is time to talk 50 Shades.
Now, please remember, this is breakfast radio.
I'm talking. Let's do it again, because I quite like the voice. 50 Shades. Do you like that?
Well, I mean, people are paid for worse.
Yeah, okay. No, I'm serious. Right, I'm in desperate need of a new foundation. Okay.
Yeah, I sense I'm not the wrong person for you to have this conversation with, because I know nothing about what you're now about to talk about. But go on then.
Other women will understand me, right? You get makeup, and I don't know why, but all your makeup seems to run out at the same time, okay? And it's always the foundation that I struggle with. I wish I knew what foundation I was actually supposed to put on my face, because honestly, there's about 2,000 different shades. And you go in, and I've been trying them all on my hand and up my arm, because they say you've got to put it on your wrist
arm,
and all
arm.
Sorts.
She said arm. Don't worry, she said arm. It was arm. Carry on. Yeah.
What do you think I said?
Never mind.
I said arm.
I know you did. Anyway.
Right, okay. So anyway, yeah, I tried them all up my arm the other day in the shop. I've still got absolutely no clue which one is supposed to cover my bags under my eyes.
And there's me thinking it was my colour blindness, you know, with you changing your shades and everything. But it's just you. One day you've got this on, the next day you've got that on, and today you've got nothing on. Thursday morning, World Book Day if you care about books. If you don't, Emma, what you got for us?
3 years ago on this day, popped up in my Facebook memories, I had a barbecue. I had a glass of wine in the garden, a barbecue, and my little inflatable hot tub.
Wow.
What's going on? I feel like I need this back in my life. Don't you hate that when something pops up on Facebook and you think, wow. It's like when you see those pictures of you 3 years ago and you think, God, I looked great then. What happened?
I think you should be able to tell Facebook that, you know, that you don't want to see certain things, you know. So, for example, if you've been through a divorce, there's nothing worse than Facebook.
Yeah, when you see your ex.
Right. It goes, hello. Yeah. 8 years ago today, you were really happy. I'm like, great. Cheers for that. Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah cheers. Cheers, mate.
This is Tony and Emma.
Thursday morning, we're almost done for another day, can you believe? This is Tony and Emma.
I got really itchy eyeballs today.
Whoa, eyeballs, okay.
Eyeballs. You know, like when your eyes are really itchy. Can you see? Look, they're all red and like puffed up.
Yeah, that's not a good look, especially with your missing foundation or whatever you call it.
I think I'm getting hay fever.
There you go, that says probably hay fever.
Do you think hay fever comes at this time of year? Is that a thing?
I mean, I'm not a sufferer. I've only ever had it 1 year.
And I've never had it in my life, so this is new to me, and my eyeballs are itching.
And I didn't think it was something that could just, you know, you could just have, right? But apparently I had some, I don't know, they were growing something near where I live. And I went to the doctor, I was like, well, look at my face, and I don't know what's happening. And they were like, oh, this is hay fever. And I was like, I don't get hay fever. They tried it when I went there once, and I had this chest infection. I'm like, oh, you've got really bad asthma. And I was like, can you get asthma at 39? Just randomly wake up with it.
No, but I think they link the two, don't they? I think I don't have asthma, and I've never had hay fever, but my eyes are itching. I don't know what to do about this because it's very infuriating for me.
Goggles, that's what you need. Goggles. You should walk around for the rest of the day with safety goggles on. If anyone asks us, just say, I've got gammy eyes, I'm taking precautions. Like a mask when it was COVID, but you've got like a mask on your eyes. Nobody will think anything of you, Emma.
Okay, can you get me some goggles, please?
I'm on Amazon right now. Friday morning, the weekend's in touching distance now. This is Tony and Emma. Good morning.
Did you know that you have to renew your driving licence?
So I can answer this, I didn't, but I do now because I've got to renew it next year.
Right, because I had a letter through to say that you've got to renew your driving licence. I didn't even know that you had to renew it.
Yeah, well, there's two types of renewal. There's one where you just have to update the picture so you look a bit like you, because I think that's every 10 years. And then there's the actual renewal. I didn't know it ran out. You know, and I'm so old now, I've actually got to renew my driving licence. But hopefully it doesn't come with doing a driving test, because that will be you won't be seeing me on the roads anymore.
Well, that's what I was thinking. They're not testing us again.
No.
If they did, I would absolutely fail.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, if I had to do my driving test again, I'd probably wouldn't get out of the test centre.
No, I don't think I would either. I think, though, the new driving licence is a bit more wazzy than the old ones.
Oh, good, because my picture on my driving licence, let's just say I look like I've been arrested and questioned for about 28 hours.
Yeah, do you look like a serial killer?
Yeah, I don't look good. And I don't know why. I was there when the picture was taken. I looked at it at the time, must have thought, that's all right, I send that one in. And now when I show my driving licence, people are like, oh, gee, they even the people who are like official, like asked to look at it sometimes, go, oh dear, you don't look good there. No, I don't. Morning, this is Tony and Emma. I hope your day's going very, very well. Emma's day is not going too well because she's had a nightmare house guest. Tell us more.
Well, my friend Gregsy, who works away quite a lot, came to stay at my house the other day, just for a couple of nights whilst he's working away. And I said, yeah, that's fine. Oh my God, never, ever again am I going to let Gregsy come and stay. Because he was in our spare room, door closed, my door was closed, the kids' doors had to be closed because his snoring is so loud. And when I mean like so loud, I mean I could record him, and I did record him, and I'm going to play it to you in a minute,
right,
through the door.
I mean, there's nothing weirder than prancing around on your own landing when you've got someone staying in your house, recording them through the door.
Because I was baffled at how someone could be as loud as a pig through a door.
I've stayed at your house the spare room, thank you, and I snore quite loudly.
Yeah,
really louder than me.
This is loud. This is louder than anything I've ever heard in my life.
I want to hear this recording. We'll be the judge of that. Let's hear it. Let's hear this snoring, abominable snowman.
Right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Honestly, and this is through the door. Remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard enough. It sounds to me like he needs one of them machines with a mask. That don't sound right. He needs to go and see the GP if he can get an appointment this side of Christmas.
Awful. It's the most annoying thing in the world. But it got me thinking as well. You know, like, everyone's got some annoying habits, haven't they? Just annoying things that you just think, oh my goodness, please stop doing that.
I don't, but then I'm divorced twice, so I probably have loads.
You absolutely do.
There you go. I knew that was coming. All right, annoying habits, that's what we're looking for. It doesn't have to be your other half. It could be somebody that stayed over in your house. Somebody wild you up when they come round. Oh, they're not coming again. Oh, they never finish their tea. Whatever it is, let us know.
Maybe you've recorded your friend.
Maybe you've gone that step. Your own friend on your landing and recorded them without them knowing and then played it on radio. I mean, what a thought. Get in touch now. You can do it the usual ways. It's Facebook. The easiest way, by the way, is to WhatsApp us direct. You can do that 07706 300 565. 07706 300 565. This is Tony and Emma. Tony and Emma, and we're talking about annoying habits on the show this morning. Earlier, if you were listening, you'd have heard that Emma secretly recorded someone staying over in her spare room, which is quite a bizarre thing to be doing.
It's probably quite annoying for them, actually, isn't it?
The sound of the snoring was quite frankly scary, and they should go and see a doctor immediately. Who's been texting and messaging in?
Thanks to Danny. She says, my boyfriend never screws the lids on things. So when I go to get the Marmite or peanut butter out, it always falls out of the cupboard because he hasn't put the lid on. That would really annoy me.
Yeah, that would annoy me.
Why would you not screw the lid on?
Well, to watch your partner try and get out of the cupboard.
Oh, God, that would drive you.
Because it'd be funny.
It would drive you nuts, though, wouldn't it?
And we've got someone who's called in. Who we got?
We've got Sam. Sam, what's the most annoying habit?
Well, it sounds a bit strange, but if you have M&Ms, Smarties or Skittles, you have to eat them in colour order. I hate it if they eat them all together.
Right, so if you saw a kid...
What did you just say? Have to eat M&Ms or Smarties or Skittles in colour order?
Yes.
I'm colourblind. I'm really badly colourblind. This would be a disaster for me. Watch me with a packet of M&Ms, you'd probably need counselling because you'd go, is there something wrong with you? Yes, I'm colourblind.
Does it get you really stressed, Sam?
Yes, because they all have a different flavour. So then you're merging the flavours. So they have to have the colour.
Oh, no. So watching someone actually physically put... Because I would put a whole load of Skittles in my mouth at once to make it tutti frutti.
Oh, yeah, no. No,
that's
even
a no-no.
Skittles people tell you to do that. They go, taste the rainbow. But you're saying, Sam, you should taste it red and yellow and pink and green.
It's my bit.
Orange and purple and blue. And I don't know how I still know that because it's been 40 years since I sung it at nursery.
Oh, I loved it.
Thank you very much. This is Tony and Emma.
Good morning. It's Friday. You're listening to Tony and Emma.
Right then, so I made a real boo-boo this week, and I not only did I make a boo-boo, I should have just not told anyone about it, but then I decided in my wisdom, because I thought it was funny, I put it on my Facebook, and the number of people that have been WhatsApping me and just laughing at me this week is quite cruel.
What did you do? What was this? Have I seen it already?
You'll have seen it on my Facebook, yeah. So I can't remember if it was Monday or Tuesday. Earlier this week, I got up and I had to sort out some stuff with the business, right? So I'm trying to log in and I'm trying to be all official and I've got my little banking dongle thing and it's not working and I'm getting really flustered and frustrated and I had to pay something there and then, right? So I was like, oh dear. So I ring up the accountant guy and I was like, this isn't working, Martin. I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, you have to phone the bank, you know. So I phoned up the bank and I was not rude, but you know when you're a bit like, I can't believe this isn't working, you know, you're the bank kind of thing.
Yeah.
Turned out I was spelling my own name wrong.
Oh, my God. You can't even spell your own name.
Well, in my defence...
What's wrong with you?
My actual name is Anthony with a H in the middle. So Anthony, as my mother would say, Anthony. And I typed in, it must have remembered at some point I typed in Anthony and there was no H. And I assumed it was there and I'm clicking next. Come on, you rubbish thing. And so they looked at it and they said, you spelt your name. You need a H in your name because you actually have a H.
Oh,
and
my God.
Yes, I know I've got a H and I can see that now, but I wasn't paying attention. And of course, as soon as I put the H in, it all just worked perfectly fine. And the lady was like, this is the most humiliating thing they ask you when this something like this happens. They go, is there anything else I can help you with?
And you're like, yeah, my whole life, I can't even remember my name.
I'll make you a list, Joanne at HSBC. There's probably 1,001 things you can help me with. This is Tony and Emma. Hello, it's Tony and Emma. Good morning. The weekend is nearly here.
And poor you, Tony. I mean, you forgot your own name. Your life's going down the drain as we speak.
Look, it's not been the best of weeks in the land of Tony Niven, right? It's not been the best of weeks.
Let's just recap how you spell your name. Can you just do it out loud for us, just for fun?
Just so if you've just tuned in, I had to call a helpline earlier this week because I spelt my own name wrong.
Hello. I can't spell my name. Please help me.
But I didn't know I couldn't spell
my
name.
Did they teach you?
Yeah, I was
go on, spell it out.
I right go at them about their website. Then he was like, you missed the letter out of your name. Oh, so I have. So my name is Anthony with a H instead of Anthony without a H. Look, I don't use Anthony very often, do I? Because you call me
Anthony.
Tony.
Anthony.
Right. Thank you. Has anyone messaged in about spelling things
wrong? Yes. Once? Oh, this is funny. Right. Dave Cartwright has said, don't worry, Tony. My old man was really nervous on the day he got married to my mum. He spelled his own name wrong on the wedding certificate. He had to cross it out and start all over again.
Brilliant.
How bad is that?
Must have looked good in the downstairs toilet wall when you put your wedding certificate in that frame. What happened here? Oh, well, she married someone called Barry first, but then she changed her mind. That's what I would have said. I should have spelt my name wrong on all of my wedding certificates.
You should have done. You would have saved yourself a lot of money in divorce.
This is Tony and Emma. It's Tony and Emma. It's great to be on your radio. It's Friday morning, which means this coming Sunday is a day just for you, Emma, and all the other lovely mums, of course, because it's Mother's Day.
It is. And to all those lovely mummies out there, well done you, because it is one of the hardest jobs in the world. And it's one of those things that you never really understand until you've actually had a child. And so I want to say a big happy Mother's Day to everyone out there who is a mummy, a step mummy or a foster mummy or an adoptive mummy, any of those things. Well done you. You're amazing. Keep doing a great job. And I've got to say a big happy Mother's Day to my own mummy, Michelle Saint, because she is absolutely... she is. She lives up to her name. She really is a saint, and I don't know what I would do without her. So
she's
thank you,
she's been stuck
Mum.
With you for 37 years. She is a saint. That's right. We got some messages from some people on WhatsApp who have sent these in for Mother's Day. So let's play those now. Happy Mother's Day to all.
Hi, Tony and Emma. I'm just ringing in to see if you would do a shout-out for my mum, Annette. It's been an awesome mum. I hope you have a really great day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for everything you do. Hi, guys. I just want to give a shout out to my mum, Alison. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you for everything you do for us. Love you lot.
Oh, thank you for sending those in, guys. Got to say a big hello and morning. Happy Mother's Day to Lizzie Renshaw from Molly and Jack. Hi, guys. Please can you say happy Mother's Day to my mum, Amanda, who sadly passed away last year. I'm having a glass of bubbly later to toast her amazing spirit. She was great. Happy Mother's Day to Jackie. Lots of love from Jade, Amber and the rest of the gang. Have a great day, mum. We love you loads. Oh, there's loads of messages in here.
It's all lovely and we love these kind of stuff. And we love this kind of stuff. You can get in touch anytime you like by emailing studio@tonyandemma.co.uk or you can WhatsApp from anywhere in the world. 07706 300 565 is the number. This is Tony and Emma.
I'm a people pleaser. Little people pleaser.
Is this a new song you're working on?
Right, I was just thinking. Right, the other day when I was driving along, have you seen those new road signs that have those smiley faces?
Oh, what, when you go the right speed?
Yes.
We've got them in my village. I like the unhappy face, and I also because we've got a village spotted account on Facebook, right, where I live, right.
What's a spotted account?
It's like where the village talks. Everyone in the little town talks on there about things, right? And someone on there's got the data from the happy smiley clappy road sign, right?
Right. Okay.
And so
yeah.
They come on there once a month and they go, "We've got the stats from the road sign, and somebody's been going 74." Like
that
this,
was you.
Right? And I go, yeah, that was me at 1 a.m.
Every time. Oh my gosh. So you like it when they look sad?
Yeah, well, now I don't because I put a speed
camera. You're
not
a people pleaser.
They put a speed camera instead of the happy, clappy, smiley face now because someone kept going to 74.
Yes, you. Oh no, see, you're not a people pleaser then. Because my friend said to me the other day, Emma, you've got issues. Every time I see one of these, right? If it's not a happy face, I have to go back round the block and go past it again until it's happy at me.
This is what I'm stuck with, folks. This is what I'm stuck with.
I feel really guilty. No, honestly, I feel really guilty about it. I feel unhappy if that happy face is not happy at me. And that's when my friend said to me, Emma, you've got problems. You're just a people pleaser.
Yeah.
You shouldn't always please other people. But I thought, you know, but you should make that sign smile.
Look, it's great you're going at the right speed. That should be celebrated and commended. The fact you go around the block just so the smiley face can smile at you again, I'll pass you my therapist number. This is Tony and Emma.